Hey everybody, it's Iggy. Don't forget, the show's not for kids. Show, podcast, whatever you call this shit. Anyways, I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. I did. Gin and juice, few dubs, jumped in the pool, things were good. A lot of fireworks. Doesn't help that I live near high school. They're popping shit off left and right. Anyways, it was just pitter-pattering, walking up and down. Horrible thing I went through not too long ago. My dog literally was eaten by another fucking giant dog because my chick likes to save things, like animals. And I don't have a problem with that at all. I love animals. But there's just some things you shouldn't do. Like bring a 15-month-old dog to a house that has little dogs. And he's a bully. And I'm not talking about in the word, you know, oh, he's a bully. No. He truly is a bully. He's a hybrid. He's half bulldog, half... Beautiful dog. But he wants to play too. And my dog was a squeaky toy for him. It was horrible. No, the iced tea is fucking horrible too. Jesus. My girlfriend is a good person. She's a good person. But man... She ain't right. I gotta bounce sooner or later. I don't understand why she does the things that she does. It, you know, it just doesn't sometimes make sense to me. I try to be, you know, the good boy. You know, if you have one of them chicks that doesn't like to do shit, you understand what I'm talking about. For some reason, we hook up with these women, and like I said, she's a great person. But I need to reevaluate my shit. Just like you guys that are hooked up with these chicks that you don't know, you gotta reevaluate your shit. I'm done, you know. Hold up. I gotta turn this off. I can't talk to you and see some other shit. Well... either I don't know how to use this shit or no one's really asking me any fucking questions. Which is a good thing because I guess this is just me talking. You know, this chick, if you tell her, if she makes, you know, she's one of these people that if she does an incredible plate of food, I don't know if you guys have that. You know, your chick makes an awesome fucking plate of food. And you tell her, babe, you really stuck your foot into this motherfucker. It tastes real good, you know? Man, she'll do it again some other time, but she'll add so much shit, it ruined the fucking plate, bro. It ruins the fucking plate, bro. It's like she wants to do better and better, and I'm telling her, you're perfect. You don't have to be any better. It's perfect. It's good. Now she's with the thing of I'm fat. People, if my chick is fat, then I'm huge. I weigh 187. I'm 5'9". Man, I'm supposed to have some type of weight. I'm also not a young buck. I got age on my fucking... on my fucking tires, you know what I'm saying? She weighs like a 145, but she's also, for a woman, she more or less has height. She's fine. My chick is fine. Oh no. She needs to lose fucking weight. I'm done with it, bro, you know? I don't even want to argue with her anymore. We've been at this shit for 8 years. I know what I have to do. It's It sucks. I'm a grateful fucking person. If you do good by me, bro, I will be faithful to you, bro. You know? And that's what I am. I'm faithful. Don't get me twisted. I'm a son of a bitch. But I am faithful to my friends and you know, I'm pretty much fucking loyal. I don't get it. On today's weather, it looks like it's gonna fucking rain again in Northport. Holy shit. Anyways, let's see what my dog is barking at. Absolutely nothing. My son got drunk yesterday, passed out. I don't understand why these 20-year-olds, you know, they want to drink the way that they do, and then they get so fucking hammered, pale white. Pale white. I don't even know what the fuck. I don't know what happened with Trump yesterday and those fireworks that I guess we paid for those fireworks. Whatever the fuck. We pay for everything as taxpayers. We pay for everything. I don't know why the fuck they keep like tossing that shit inside people's faces, you know. Every time they go on vacation, hell, Bush took more vacations than what he sat in the office, man. You think those vacations came for free or some shit? You think fucking getting your entire fucking security and having fucking Camp David secured is something easy? Imagine Trump. Then this motherfucker ain't going to Camp David. At least I don't think so. He's going to go to one of his Trump plazas, Trump towers. Even the presidency for him is a promotion. Which is whatever, bro. You know, to each his own. That's what this guy does, man. This guy had a show called Fired. What the fuck, you know? The first thing he did was started firing people. Fuck him. Just let him finish and move on. Let's see if he does it. He's been doing good with the money as far as, you know, some things. Everybody owes us money. That's what nobody wants to talk about. Everybody's talking about, oh, how this land was founded on foreigners and you know, immigrants. It is true. It is true. Why are my dogs howling? Why are you howling? No, don't start. You know, it was founded on immigrants, but hey, man, everybody wants to come here. There's a reason for that. Everyone wants to come here, man. This is the greatest fucking country in the world. In the world. I don't give a fuck about Switzerland. I don't give a fuck about... Hold up for a sec. Peanut, don't do that, honey. I let you out and you start barking and shit? Be a good girl. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Don't start, Peanut. Oh. It's the greatest country in the fucking world. It doesn't matter if Europe... All of these places, bro. Even Europeans come here to vacation here. And they gotta get the fuck out and then do the whole, you know, 6-month thing. My neighbor, he's European. Super cool cat. And, you know, you would think, hey, since he's European, you know, I mean, it's not like it's communist, this, that. No, man. He does things by the book and he enjoys this country when he comes and then he takes off again. You know? Spend some of them fucking euros over here. But aside from that, this country has been founded on immigrants, but there's really not much to fucking, you know, import anymore. We've got every fucking race in the world. Not to mention, we have races that are coming into this country now and they want to destroy it from within. From within. I mean, look at the things that have been going on. Man, I remember... Back in the day, and yeah, it's back in the day, it's true, but you used to pray in school. You used to pledge of allegiance and a moment of silence to pray. What's wrong with that, man? We have kids now in this country that get special permission to get up, and I don't see nothing wrong with this. Okay, I want whoever's listening to understand. I don't have no problems with nobody. If we can sit down and have a beer or smoke a joint and have a good time, we good. I don't care what color. I don't care if you have a third eye on your forehead. That is not my gig. I don't do the racial shit. I know what it is to be, you know, all kinds of shit as a kid. Growing up in Miami, there were Americans, and believe me, they didn't know what the fuck to do with us because I had blonde hair and green eyes, but I didn't speak fucking English. So believe me, and you start catching on to thing, and you hear what they're saying because you start catching on to thing because you're a kid. And when you're a kid, your brain's like a fucking sponge. And if you want to learn, yeah, you pick up on things. But we have too many people. We're overflowed. I mean, and they're always fucking bashing that. The United States, because we this, we that. These are countries that don't even fucking help their own. These are countries that take from their fucking people. You know, I mean, what's the problem? Why are we such the fucking bad guy? Why are we the fucking bad guy? I don't get that. Oh, because we have the army? Because we have this, that? I'll tell you what it is. Because we keep sticking our noses in other people's fucking business where it shouldn't be. We shouldn't. We are not the police of the world. We're not. If a country asks for our help, okay. You guys should sit down, the powers that be, and see how you're gonna do this. But, you know, if they ain't asking, yeah, there's a lot of, you know what, people, oh, but that's inhumane. What the fuck? It's their country. If they're being treated as inhumane, they need to rise up like every other country. Hell, we had the Boston Tea Party. If not, the United States would have belonged to Europe. It would have been England, English, or, you know? Come on, man. Everybody's, you know, everybody is so fed up with their own shit that all they got left to do is to fuck around with other people's shit. Mess around in other people's business. Now this thing with the, those poor kids and those poor people, the Mexicans that are being housed. What? Of course they're gonna be like that, man. We weren't ready for that shit. And when you have a government over there that they don't talk about it, but they're pushing their own people and saying, go ahead, hit the border. Do you really think that all those people are upstanding good people? I'm not saying that all of them are bad. But a thief is not entirely a horrible fucking person. But he's a fucking thief. And wherever he goes, he's going to look at something. He's going to want to steal it. Doesn't make him a murderer. Doesn't make him an assassin or a killer, but he's a fucking thief. You know, there's a lot of those. There's a lot of different types of people. There's prostitutes too. Not to mention, between the Russians and the fucking Mexicans, they have the whole market as far as human trafficking is concerned. I mean, I'm sure there's more involved, but it's disgusting. It's disgusting. And yeah, those people are, some of them, yeah, they're gonna go right into the fucking gates and come right into this country. And who knows? Maybe they might grab your daughter, my daughter, maybe they might not grab anybody. But that's the way it is. We can't keep letting everybody the fuck in. Why doesn't the people that are in this country, that, by the way, let's not forget the reason that they can do what they're doing is because it is a free country, as far as we know. Because there's really not much, nothing free in this fucking country. If you bought a property and you decided that all you wanted to do now is start growing agriculture and shit like that, I guarantee you the city or the township or somebody is going to come in, because if they catch you giving one fucking tomato to a neighbor, now this is, of course, exaggerated. I'm exaggerating here. If you were to give that tomato to that one other person and they start finding out that you're not only giving one tomato, but it's your crop is feeding, you know, whatever, two families worth of fucking vegetables, they're going to start giving you shit. You know? That goes for everybody. As far as the immigrants people, I don't know what to tell you. I love my Spanish people. I'm fucking Cuban. Of course I love my Spanish people. I love my American people. I love my fucking country, which is this one, the United States of America. But, you know, we're letting these people in, and they're the ones fucking making the fucking rules. Unintentionally, but they're changing the rules. They're changing the way the laws are being fucking drawn up. And nowadays, they're drawing up fucking all kinds of different fucking laws. But this is getting a little out of hand and ridiculous. It's a bunch of malarkey. By the way, guys, don't forget, I'm able to do this because of Anchor. These people got what you need. It's fun, it's interesting, and you know, I have lots of things in my head, so I gotta get them out. And Anchor makes it possible, man. It really does. And yeah, call it a plug, whatever. It's true. Anyways, back to what I was saying. We can't have all these fucking immigrants coming in, folks. And of course those conditions are gonna be horrible. Sorry, I was reading a text. Of course those conditions are gonna be horrible, but yeah. I mean, what's next? Are we gonna start opening up every stadium in every state? Are we gonna start going to each stadium in every city? Who pays for that? Don't you motherfuckers know we're paying for it? The more guards they put up there, the more money comes out. It's all tax money. The more these people get, you know, registered, the whole shit. Whether it's a computer takes a person to drive that shit in the back. Because they're not going to just sit down and do their own shit for themselves. They can put anything. That's going to take manpower. Manpower costs money. And we're not talking about five drawers and, you know. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about fucking hundreds of people behind laptops taking in information. And I don't have nothing against my Mexican friends. I have nothing against it. It could have been Japanese. It could have been whoever else. And I would have been saying the same shit. I love my fucking Mexican friends. You know? It's when... Even the Cuban people that come here and they come undocumented, I'm not cool with that. I'm not cool with that. And you know what? Anything fucking happens, these people can turn around and sue you like if they were fucking Americans. Sue you or fuck you up or whatever. No. Not cool. Not cool. I don't agree with Trump and the shit that he's doing. You know what? I don't even think this motherfucker has anything to do with the immigrant fucking problems. I think that's his cabinet. Those are the people he's got working for him. This president here, this is all about show. Oh, yeah, and I got balls. He likes to strut the balls. You know what? I really don't mind it because for a minute there, we looked like the biggest pussies in the world. We looked like, oh, we're strong, but we're the weakest. Because we allow all this bullshit to come in. Yeah, I said it, to come in. Whether it's the migrants or the goods, it's bullshit. This motherfucker raised the tariffs and everybody was skeptical. Oh no, they're gonna run the other way. Where are they gonna run to? We are the fucking market. They wanna raise the tariffs on us? The last time that you saw a fucking movie, how many fucking F-150s did you see cruising around in Japan, Tokyo, or Prague, or any fucking place like that? Give me a fucking break. They're too small. The places, the streets are too small for fucking our types of cars. Unless they're driving a Focus. But you guys know what I mean. Who gives a shit? He raised the fucking tariffs. Look, they're paying, aren't they? And they're going to continue to pay. And you know what? At the same time, do you know how many of these fucking countries owe us money? In the trillions, bro. Just like we got into when Obama was in presidency, he got us into that fucking $1 trillion debt with the fucking Chinese. You don't hear much about that anymore, huh? No, you don't. You don't. That money, we're not going to pay that money. That money is never going to be seen again. And they have the funds. The Chinese, don't get twisted. The Chinese are very smart people. And they're business savvy. You know, they haven't become the mother industry there of a lot of things, including counterfeit shit, for nothing. They're savvy. They know what's up. So, and the conditions, yeah, conditions are fucking horrible. These people that are fucking complaining, they should go over there and, you know, just hand out cots and hand out all kinds of whatever they need. You know, donate. Instead of sending it to Goodwill, go and take it to them. They don't need to be in Goodwill. I don't know. I love my migraines. I don't have a problem. Shit, my mother is an immigrant. And everyone that I loved is an immigrant. But different times, and now a lot of things have changed. Peanut, don't start that. A lot of things have changed. And it's not cool. We're running out of resources. You know what I told my son the other day? I told my son, hey man, whenever you can, eat as much seafood as you can. Because eventually, that'll disappear. No one is really paying attention because no one gives a fuck. Everything is being manufactured as far as fake oysters, crab meat, and all that shit. Come on, Peanut, let's go inside. Come on. They're pumping out every day. They're pumping fish out every fucking day. Which, by the way, they pump so much fucking fish out that now they're kind of like talking about not letting people fish. What the fuck is one person with one rod and maybe five fishes that he caught is going to do to the fucking industry? Give me a motherfucking break. You know? It's not just the migrants coming in, man. And I'm sorry that I just talk a little bit about this, a little bit about that. That's the way my mind works. I keep coming back to things. If you guys want to talk about something specific, I know that I ain't got shit for followers, but we can talk about whatever anybody wants, man. Just give me a shout out. Let me try some of this horrible fucking iced tea. Oh God, it blows donkey dick. It's just, yeah, we can talk about whatever you want. But yeah, these countries need to pay. And I don't mean that in a bad, egotistical or, you know, no, I don't mean it like that at all. Do you know how much and how long this country has been taken advantage of? Nobody cares. You know what people fucking care about? What the fuck they see. If they see it on TV, oh, well, that's not right. Yeah, but you're not listening to the whole fucking story, aren't you, boo-boo? You're not. Yeah, it looks disgusting that they have all those people inside that fucking thing. Why can't they fucking wait where they're at? And I know their conditions are bad. I get it. But shit, worse than what they are now? I don't know. Their kids weren't sick before. They're getting sick now. And has anybody stopped to think, what about if one of these cartels or whoever, there's a lot of crazy people, want to give the United States such a bad rap? What about if that motherfucker starts poisoning the fucking people inside those camps? We have all types of crazy shit-ass people, man. And this is government shit. So they're going to try to strike. Do you know what would happen if all of a sudden it came out into the news? Oh my God, 10 poisoned and died at the camps, they have to dismantle the camps. So what do they do with the people? Do they get a free pass now? Is that a free ticket to come in? No one's going to question it. No one's going to follow. No. And that's what I'm getting at. Where the fuck's my joint? Oh. If anybody knows anything about weed and they ever hear something about Skywalker, immediately get it. Get it. By the way, I'm not promoting it. I'm just telling you what I would do. Skywalker is, oh, the aroma, the taste. Woo! Sweet Lord, here we go. But, yeah. We can't keep just giving people free passes, folks. We can't. What about us? Excuse me. What about us? You know, we have so many people here that need so many things. Man, we have kids out here that are growing with no food, man. Why can't we give them free food? Let me ask you something. Let me ask anybody in general. Why is it that all these places, McDonald's, you know, the big name places, why is it that they throw away their meats at the end of the fucking day, man? Why don't they just have drives, dude? If you can't afford the shit, we get it. Let's give these homeless, unfortunate people some type of, you know, ID. And when the homeboy's in town, he can go to McDonald's, show the ID to a specific person, and yeah, he's in the bank. He's in the data bank. Give him his free shit. That way that man can eat. Who knows? Who knows? Next thing you know, the guy's doing good. He's doing good for the town. Hold up. My shit turned off. We cannot continue to let these people in. Not like that. There has to be another way. There is other ways. It's very simple. People just complicate shit. Everybody likes to complicate shit. Immigrants really shouldn't have it so fucking hard. But they need to go through a process. And I feel bad for the children, and I feel bad for the women, even though I know women that'll fucking cut your throat. So I don't feel too bad. I'm not trying to be a hard ass, and I'm not trying to be too weak. I don't want to be weak, but, you know, women nowadays are kick ass, man. Women nowadays are different, and I'm glad for them, bro. I'm glad for them. I feel bad for my mom that she's already an older woman, and she's more mature, and she doesn't have the good fight in her. But that's all right, because she had me. So I fought for her. But I feel bad about the immigrant situation, but at the same time, well, what the fuck do you guys want? Are you gonna, if we hand out flyers, are you guys gonna take in a family? Is everybody gonna start taking in a family? No, you're not. You're not. And I'm sure that there's some church families that do that. That doesn't work out too well for them. Believe that. You know? It's hard. It's hard. It's hard on everybody. They got it hard. Wait till they come here and see how hard they got to work and how hard you got to do things in order for you to obtain the shit that they're looking at, that you have. Unless that crook steals it from you. Yeah, that crook's going to steal that shit. Oh, my Lord. My neighbor's finer than a motherfucker. Anyways. The migrants, we need a solution. And they have the solution. They just don't want to... They choose not to fucking And everything has to be with a little bit of aggressiveness. Because if I tell you, if you're trying to get into my shit and I tell you, please don't come in, and you keep trying to come into my shit and I say, please don't come in, you're going to continue to fucking try to come in, because all I'm going to say is, please don't come in. Please don't come in. No, if I tell you, okay, this is the second time. This time we're going to stick you in a cell. And as soon as the bus comes to take you back, we'll let you out of that cell. You know, see what happens then. You guys want results with no... How is anything going to happen without something else happening? Every action has its reaction. Everything has a kickback. You just gotta not get so fucking involved. If they didn't have so many internets and so much shit, people wouldn't be getting involved. And on top of that, they're getting involved for the wrong fucking reasons. They don't even know what the fuck is going on. And then when it's too late, oh my God, I can't believe I defended him. Yeah, you dirty bitch. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have our own problems. We have our own fucking problems, bro. We really, you know, we should fix that. I'm dumping this fucking tea. Make a fresh batch. Ain't that right, Peanut? Make a fresh batch. And I'm thinking about changing the name of the podcast. I think I'm going to call it Iggy and Peanut. Peanut's my dog. She's my little dog. She used to play with Daisy. Daisy's the one that I lost. But I own two dogs, Dozer and Peanut. And she owns the rest of them. My Dozer's handicapped and Peanut is a little firecracker. So I'm gonna name the show probably Iggy and Peanut. The Iggy and Peanut Hour. Oh shit. Anyways. Back to the fucking migrants, immigrants. You know, I am not a politically correct person. I'm ignorant. But I also think I'm not totally fucking ignorant, so fuck all of you. I consider myself pretty much, I don't know, educated enough. I don't know. I'm fucking smart. I'm not that fucking stupid. I'm getting cranked up here for nothing, Peanut. But yeah, fuck all that shit, man. Let's get the immigrants in, but let's do it the right way, you know. And fuck it, stop getting so fucking emotionally invested in this shit, bro. I mean, did you guys forget what happened to the Jewish community? That was fucked up. That was a little fucking midget with a giant complex going after an entire race. They were almost annihilated, extinct, man. That's serious shit. Now, look at those concentration camps. Oh, by the way, if any one of you guys see it, it'll be black and white. What you're not noticing and you're not seeing is that these people have those fucking pajama fucking clothes on and it's freezing balls there. It's colder than a motherfucker in those fucking countries. So that was fucked up. Unfortunately, the Mexicans, yeah, they're going through a situation right now, but hey, if they stick around or whatever it is, they will be accepted and they'll have more rights than you. I guarantee it. You can go to a hospital right now. They'll take care of them and not charge them a dime. But they're going to charge you. They're going to charge me. Believe that. So fuck it. Let them in, but let's get some things, you know, handled right. Because We're overpopulated, Peanut. We're overpopulated, honey. You know what I'm saying? We just can't let them in, honey. Anyways, everybody. That's my fucking two shitty cents. Thanks for tuning in. And like I said, I'll probably be changing the name. And I probably won't put it as in comedy because I don't think I'm funny. So I guess I'm going to have to put it in news or some shit. This is stupid. They should have a station just called Shit Talk. Anyways, I love everybody. God bless all of you. And again, thank you, Anchor, for hooking this up. And I love everybody. One love. One love. Peace out.